If you're looking to improve your sales process so you can more easily train new hires your sales position, then this video is for you. Let's go. Hey guys, it's Ryan Holman, founder of Sales Recruiting University. SRU Sales Recruiting University recruits over 15,000 commission-based sales reps every single year and growing. And every single week, we bring you unique content that'll help you better build your sales department. And today we're talking about your sales process, which is an insanely important thing. And the reason that we understand that this is actually an important topic that entrepreneurs and sales leaders are not familiar with is because we bring on tons of clients every single month. And there's a lot of issues around the sales process. Usually that's with a smaller business, maybe a solo owner that's looking to scale up their sales team, and they're just kind of a natural born sales killer. They're a top five to top 10 percenter, and they know how to do their job well. They've been in their industry for 5-10 years, whatever it is, and they just crush the sales position, and they can wing it through all these things that don't require a good sales process for them. And then they assume that sales reps are just going to be able to do the same things that they are, and they misunderstand that, hey, you need to streamline your sales process because not everybody is like you. Not everybody understands your model, your industry, your type of customer, and the way that you do, and therefore it's going to be harder for them to learn the job. And what we want to do, regardless if you're a small business owner, a medium-sized business, or a large company, we want to have a dialed-in sales process that's really smooth, it's step-by-step, it's structured, so that when we bring on new hires into the organization, they have an easier ramp-up period, right? And that increases our retention rates naturally. And so what we're going to talk about in this video is how to improve your sales process. The first thing foundationally is somebody within your company needs to be selling at a high level, like a top 10% level. So if you're a small business owner and you just have this product, but you're not a sales guy, you don't have employees, you don't have a sales team, and you're not really selling what you do at a high level and making good money already, then that's probably a sign that you're going to have a lot of challenges in developing a sales process because you're not even selling it yourself. Now, that's not going to be very common for sales-driven organizations, obviously. There's probably going to be, you know, even if it's a small company, a solo business owner, for example, they're probably going to be a solid salesperson. So that's a foundation to build upon. And so ideally, you're a top 10% producer, because if you're a top 10% producer and you don't have a sales process or you're looking to improve upon your sales process, you have the skill sets to kind of work through that challenge of developing it, which is going to positively impact your future new hires. The next thing that we want to do, assuming that somebody at the organization can sell at a top 10% level, is we want to think about our A to Z sales process, right? You may have an appointment setting position, which is more entry level, it's a shorter sales cycle. Maybe you have a direct to consumer sales role that's door to door, and the sales cycle is short, but the rep is responsible for self generating and closing your own deals. Maybe you have a longer sales cycle that's B2B with a lot of follow up, a lot of CRM management, right? Every opportunity is a little bit different, but you want to have a deep understanding of your sales cycle. And then you want to think about that A to Z sales cycle, whether it's basic entry level appointment setting, or you're setting and closing your own deals and it's direct to consumer or B2B. Ultimately, you want to think about that A to Z sales cycle, and you want to start thinking of it in terms of steps or sales stages. Sales stages, for example, are prospecting, getting the contact information, creating a lead, setting an appointment, showing up to an appointment, closing an appointment, or pitching a prospect, following up, handling objections, completing a sale, getting a referral. Everybody's sales process is not cookie cutter, so you're going to have to define that stuff for you. There's probably going to be, you know, 5 to 10 stages within your sales process. You want to define those things and let that be kind of the next foundation of thinking through improving your sales process. After you understand your sales stages, right, those 4 stages or 5 or 6 or 10, whatever it is, you want to start defining those in depth. So as an example, if I have prospecting, I'm going to list prospecting and kind of list out every detail that happens within the prospecting process so I can start to define that better. As well as when I'm pitching prospects or whatever your stages are, you want to understand the stages, start to define those. And then the next step from there is actually understanding, hey, what tech is involved in this sales process to make it streamlined, right? Sales tech around, you know, basic stuff like the company email, your CRM, your field sales tracking software, your calling software, your CRM platform, DocuSign to get agreements done. I don't know what your sales process is, but there's probably sales tech that can be implemented within at least some of those stages, which are going to make the sales process more frictionless for the sales rep, and then also your prospect that you're pitching to. And now what we've done is we've defined somebody within the organization that can sell at the top 10% level. We're going to utilize their skill set to develop the sales process. We're going to define all the sales stages within the sales process, start to define each one of those stages, right? So we can get more clarity in thinking about improving it. And then within those stages, we're going to understand, hey, what sales tech, what software, what platforms to streamline my sales process exist that I can implement it to make it easier for the sales rep. And lastly, to wrap this video up, this is assuming that we've defined the sales stage stages, the steps, throughout the whole A to Z sales process, regardless of the role. And you may have to do this for multiple roles. If you have like an appointment setting position, a self-gen sales role, a closer role, you'll have to do this for each one of those positions. But assuming you've defined the whole A to Z sales process, the stages within that sales process, like the prospecting, the setting of the appointment and all that, you've defined those things. You've integrated technology into those sales stages that streamline it and make it easier for the sales rep. The last piece of all of this is the sales scripting. Within those sales stages, like prospecting or closing or pitching or follow-up, whatever it is for you, there are going to be some of those stages that require communication from the sales rep. And ideally, those things are scripted out so they can study those coming on board. And what happens is this naturally increases your retention rates because your training process improves. If you bring on a new sales rep and they come in and they fully understand and have clarity around your A to Z sales process, all the stages, the scripting around that, how to leverage the tech to get a deal done, obviously they're going to have better success. And if you do not have a good sales process at the foundation of your sales department, the reality is you're going to have a large challenge around actually onboarding people successfully. That's what you want. You want to get great people to come on board, see success, produce revenue, make good income, and scale that up. You can't do that without a good sales process. So hopefully you found value in this video today. If you did, like, subscribe, share, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.